Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Metallica manager Peter Mensch is blaming Napster in part.
That's still around?
No.
No, Napster has been around since about 2000.
That's actually, when's this article? Is he still pissed at Napster?
Blaming Napster in part for forcing his and other bands to significantly raise the prices of their concert tickets.
Well, it goes back because people aren't buying records anymore, so they have to raise the prices to make more money while
and
they're touring.
Why aren't they buying records anymore?
Because it's all free.
Because of Napster, originally.
Yeah, originally, right.
So that is why he is still blaming Napster. In a recent interview, he said that when Napster first arrived, he was shocked to find countless versions of the band's songs on the site and realized that record sales would soon plummet. Over the next 5 years, the band's record sales fell by 50%, leading to heavier demand for concert tickets.
I just don't think big bands like that should be the guys bitching. It's the smaller bands that are never going to make any money.
They eventually tripled the price of tickets.
Those guys are rich beyond the wildest
dreams. And found that there was no audience pushback on it. And so he says it is Napster that he's blaming in part for the significant rise in concert ticket prices.
I still think you should pay for music, and we do now, right? I mean, I do. I guess I do, because I'm on a site that I pay, and iTunes and stuff, I pay.
And I always have, until, one time when my son had Napster.
And that Napster had everything.
Yeah, but everything has everything now, but
everything.
It's really not that expensive.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Nothing will compare to Napster. All the
crap.
Well,
that was everybody sharing their own crap.
It was
right,
on
right.
Napster.
Yeah, I wasn't computer literate at the time, so I didn't get on Napster.
Well, neither was I, but I was, I had a son who was 17 at the time.
But I don't think he's rip off anything when it comes to people's intellectual property.
Oh, I know a guy that had thousands of songs back in the Napster days.
But
thousands.
Once again, it was hurt bands that are never going to make any money because they never got a chance to sell records to get tours. Metallica, they're rich beyond their wildest dreams. I'm not breaking out a violin from Metallica.
Even the bigger
But they
bands.
Did fight. They did fight. I'll give them credit for that. Give them credit for fighting.
Well, I don't think he's asking for any sympathy in this particular story. He's just saying, if you want to know why, that's why.
Yeah.
Why are the ticket prices so high? That's why.
Yeah, well, they had to make more money. You can make less money and tour for less ticket prices.
It's not just them. It's the bigger bands.
Yeah.
Oh, it's everybody. Yeah.
It's all the main famous bands are charging a bunch of money.
You go to any show at an arena in any town in the country, you're probably $75 to $100 average ticket price.
And it sucks because we didn't pay that kind of money for concerts. And we saw all the big guys at the time when they were big for, $20.
But the McCartneys, the Tom Petty's of the world, they made more money touring than they did off of selling records.
Not in the beginning. They sold millions of records and got rich.
But now that they've established themselves, they make more money on their tours. They do selling.
Well, all bands do now.
An album.
I think McCartney's making more than Petty these days.
Yeah. Petty was apparently on his deathbed, according to Stevie Nicks. She said he was in bad, bad shape, she said. Physically.
I've heard a couple people say that he should have canceled that
tour
that Todd went to, that Todd had to go to. Yeah.
He had a fractured hip for half of that tour.
Well, he had
which turned into
basically almost cancer.
Right. It turned into a break.
Well, didn't his family say in that statement that he should have canceled, but you try to tell him that.
Yeah.
Get your flu shot, too, by the way. A horrible flu shot story yesterday in the news.
There was no talking any sense to him.
Whole family had flu shots except for the mom, and she's dead. Happy day.
Right. Hey, stop touring if you have a fractured hip. Read that horrible story the other day.
New research revealed that it costs an average of over $2,200 a year to take care of a dog or a cat. The majority, 65% of pet owners had experienced an unexpected cost due to a pet-related medical emergency. 6 in 10 have struggled with paying for treatments and surgeries for their pets. 84% of pet owners say that they see themselves as pet parents. 2/3 of millennials say that they've raised a pet.
But you still own that thing. You don't own your kids.
2/3 of millennials say that they've raised a pet in preparation for raising a child.
It's not the same.
Shut up. Shut up.
Not the same.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
I hate it when people
say
that.
Shut up. I have both, and one is a little tougher. A lot.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah.
Having a dog is not the same as having a kid.
Don't be the yuppie couple that thinks your pets are going to be. This is preparing ourselves for kids. You will get punched by a parent.
Right. You can't put the kid in the kennel while you go to work.
Yeah.
You can't go any. No, you cannot. You cannot.
I think I've had a similar discussion. What?
Some idiot.
Well, why don't you get. What, you guys want to go out and do something? Well, you know, you only have a dog.
Right.
I can't put my kid in the kennel with a bowl of food and just go out for the night.
Yeah. Well, we don't even kennel. Our dog just has a run of the house.
No, we don't either. But
whatever. You're right. I know what you mean. It's stupid. No, that's. Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah. Plus, if you're going somewhere,
shut up.
Say on a trip. It's a lot easier to find like 3 or 4 people to take your 4 dogs than there would be to find 3 or 4 people to take your 3 or 4 kids.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah. The term fur babies just want to punch people and use that term. It's not the same.
They call them
It's
that?
A dog.
Fur babies?
Yes.
They have a baby.
I
have a dog. I love my dog.
I do too.
It's not a human.
When you're going on vacation, you just can't hand your buddy, here's a kid, here's a kennel, and here's a bowl and a bag of food.
Right.
Yeah.
Good luck now.
Yeah. Not the same.
See you in a week.
Do what you like.
Change its pad once in a while. Yeah.
3/4 of the people report being happier after adopting a pet.
We got no problem with that. I love it.
68% of us believe the animal gives us comfort.
They're little tragedies, as George Carlin said. You're buying a little tragedy.
Because
they'll die.
A quarter of millennials regularly cry to their pets. Half have even shared a secret with their pet that no one else knows about.
Really?
Like, still the case.
Yes. Say you got the peanut butter from somewhere else. That's the secret.
You're not sharing a secret with a dog. You're speaking the words out loud in your apartment while you're alone. You're still alone.
Don't
the
tell
dog
your,
doesn't count
don't tell
as
your mom.
Sharing a secret.
Right. Oh, it does.
God.
It does.
Right. The dog doesn't know that. He just knows.
Why are you talking to me, dude?
That he's licking peanut butter.
Say my name or say peanut butter, and then I'm reacting.
Off your scrotum. That's all he knows. He doesn't know.
But even though that, he doesn't even know that's bad.
No.
Apparently. You tell me.
He doesn't know you're sharing a secret with him.
To him, it could be just your leg. He doesn't know it's your scrotum.
He seems happy.
Who are we talking about?
I don't know now. Well, I think we're back to dogs.
Oh.
But I'm not sure.
When I was going through my career, I've lost dogs in relationships. And
yeah, you lost one in a relationship. That sucked for you.
Two different times, yeah. And
because your dog did break up with you, and you still lost it. That sucks.
Total bummer. And the dogs, when stuff was not right at the end of it,
they know.
The dogs know. It's
weird. No, they're intuitive.
Tuned in they are.
They're totally
and I didn't
intuitive.
Tell them anything. I swear.
So you never bitched?
But they heard.
When somebody wasn't around, you didn't say, you know what? I'd stay around, but bitch.
I just saw the thought bubble in their head, like, take us with you.
No, she yells at us too. Sorry.
I don't know about that.
I didn't tell the dog anything. Yeah, you start talking to your dog, then you're Son of Sam. Remember that? Son of Sam killed people because the dog was telling him to.
Dogs will do that.
If my dog tells me to kill somebody, I'm going to question, what's
in this? Is that any worse?
What's in this for you, Chloe? Why do you want that guy dead? I'm going to question.
Waiting for Jesus to tell you whether you should go to war or not?
Same thing.
I think it's the same thing.
Same thing. Same thing. Yeah, but if my dog tells me to kill somebody, I'm going to question where she got the information from.
Burn them all.
Good.
Burn them all to the ground.
What?
Whoa.
Like, is Michelle Bachmann still awaiting word from God?
To run?
On whether or not she should run for Congress?
Well, I assume that she is always open to a word from God
as
to whether or not she will run. She's she's going about her business.
God should tell her husband's in the closet
waiting and meditating upon the Lord. and waiting for the official word.
Happy birthday!
So that she can join the race for whatever political office she might.
Yeah, well, I suggest
think
she,
that she, oh, she to which right. she is being led.
She wanted to run for Al Franken's seat.
Yeah, she should expand her consulting base and, you know, ask a few animals.
Ask a
exactly.
dog.
Exactly.
Sure. Ask the birds in the trees. Ask your dog. Ask a wild turkey that just happens along.
You know, get turkeys their, lie. Get I wouldn't ask advice. A turkey. Turkeys lie. Turkey will tell you anything. Bush was on the phone, just heard me say turkeys lie. Going, what are you guys talking about?
Don't ask. The phone, first thing I heard, turkeys lie. Turkey will tell you anything.
Now the owl will know.
Otherwise.
I was on the phone for like 30 seconds. It took like four left turns. We ended up turkeys lying.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes I think when it comes to this advice, too, Jesus will just tell you anything to get you off the phone.
True.
Yeah. Listen, I got other crap to deal with. Yeah. You run for Congress. I don't give a rat's ass. Move on.
I get more important
stuff. Really? You think I have time for this crap?
Right.
I'll work this out in the wash. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right. You can't figure that out yourself.
The global economy is expected to see a boost this year to its highest level since 2010. Reuters polled over 500 economists from more than 45 countries. And many said that the economic boom was likely to gain momentum this year and push inflation higher than predicted. The predictions are based mostly on growth in developed economies like the U.S. and Europe. The U.S. economy is predicted to grow at its fastest pace in 3 years because of the recent tax overhaul, but economists say that the expected boost will be short-lived.
And also for the rich people.
Yeah.
There's an article yesterday that I don't want to get into it.
All right.
Because it makes people sensitive. Because it's the truth, and people hate the truth. So I can't talk about the truth anymore, apparently.
Well, because I signed that email to that guy.
What email?
When he said to stop picking on his friend.
Oh, that's right.
He said, I'll stop picking on your friend.
Right.
So I have to honor that. I gave my word.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And apparently, the two are really good friends.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to just stop saying bad things about his friend.
No good.
Because it hurts his feelings.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know, I saw something on the interwebs the other day.
So many feelings.
Saw something on the interwebs the other day. It might have been a letter to, you know, Aunt Agony or something like that. Who knows? And the person who was writing said that they had told their significant other that they felt that they were incorrect about a couple of things.
Right.
You know, just facts.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're incorrect about that. And the other person had griped at them because they said that they were wrong.
Mm-hmm. But they're facts.
Because they said that they were wrong. I'm tired of you telling me I'm wrong.
Even though factually that person may be wrong.
They were. But Yeah. I'm tired of you telling me I'm wrong. Well, get it right.
Yeah.
No, you just can't tell me I'm wrong.
Well, that's
where we're living
that's
now.
Just about where we're at.
You can't tell me I'm wrong. Well, what if you are? Not the point.
Yeah, but is it that way in everybody's personal relationship? Has it gotten that far?
Well, I don't.
Has it?
If you're talking politics, it might. I don't know. I mean, you're wrong. I mean, wrong is wrong. I mean, we've said this before. No matter what stories we do on the show, a lot of stories we want to be true, not political or not. We want to be true. And then Craig will say, that ends up not being true. Ah, damn it. Okay, it's not true. Move on.
But it's not going to bleed over into
everything?
Other facets of relationships, personal relationships.
Well, I mean, if it's an opinion thing, but if it's a fact, you're wrong. I mean, no, the story's wrong,
right.
honey.
It's not.
No, it's not a man.
It wasn't a matter of am I and how so, or let's have a discussion. I don't think I am.
Right.
It wasn't that.
No.
It wasn't
a fact.
They weren't trying to defend their position.
No. Just stop telling
me
that.
They knew they were wrong?
No, they didn't think they were.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't try to defend it. Well, I guess they didn't think they were.
Well, there's a provable fact in this.
But the issue was only that they had said that they were wrong.
It's that dude that you know that always says, well, I wouldn't doubt if it's true.
I wouldn't doubt if it's true.
But it's not.
So right, it's not true.
The person wasn't sure.
That's what I understood by reading it.
Was right. They weren't sure if
it didn't matter.
Didn't
was
matter.
Wrong.
No, I think she was. I think she knew she was wrong, but she was getting tired just, of being told she was wrong.
She didn't know she was wrong.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Just don't say anything negative to me.
Right. Yes.
About what I spew.
Right.
Yes. Let me spew what I want to spew. Let me feel how I want to feel. Because since I have feelings, they're they deserve to be validated.
Yeah.
So okay, I just, that's fine. Right.
That's called unfollow what I do on Facebook.
But that okay,
I just unfollow some person, cousins, some aunts, and stuff.
You know, if the person should turn left instead of right to get to a particular place, just for instance,
right?
You know, that quit telling me I'm wrong. Well, no, you need to turn the other way,
right?
Quit telling me I'm wrong. Well, okay, we'll wait a few hours and then maybe we'll get around to the truth.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, but see,
I think I've had a few.
But
of those.
Not specific. Right. You know that, yeah. That I'm just picking something out of the
that
air.
That sounds like you're riding with a woman driving.
That is.
I know Puss and I have the same problem.
An instance
with that.
Where you have to pick your battles.
I guess. I guess that's what the woman had. that is what the answer was.
I mean,
on the Dear Aunt Agony thing.
I will always have the go-to. Me and Mom. But arguing about how to pronounce the state that's located directly south of Washington.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Well.
And don't tell
Oregon.
Her. No, but don't tell her she's wrong.
People there say it, Oregon.
They don't.
Yeah.
But they don't.
She will tell you that. Well, she won't anymore.
No.
Not the point.
Yeah. Not the
but,
point.
Yeah, at some point you just got to, hey, well, what's the sense in arguing? Even though you know you have it right.
Yeah.
You know you have the facts.
Stop telling
she
me I'm wrong.
She will not accept those, so we'll move on. You win that battle.
I guess you can have this.
Right, I choose not to fight that battle anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you fight those battles too long, and it ends up with go F yourself. Click.
Right.
No, that was political.
Yeah. But it was one of those battles where you knew you were right.
Yeah.
But and you kept going because you knew you were right, and it ended up with go F yourself. Click.
Yeah.
You knew she was wrong.
Yeah.
But
okay, the economy and the jobs are not getting better in Trump country. That was yesterday's story. That would be a fact, but you can't say that to anybody.
You can't.
That's where this started. I had to finally say it. I couldn't stop because the article was,
right there.
It was right there and it was well researched and done. So, move on. But stop telling me I'm wrong.
Doesn't matter whether you are or not.
It doesn't matter.
You just don't want to be told that you are.
I don't want to believe that.
Yeah. Out of Ohio, attorneys for a condemned killer whose execution had to be stopped after 25 minutes of unsuccessful needle sticks. They could not find a place to inject the man with the
fat
death
guy
drugs.
Can't find the veins.
I don't think he was too fat. I think he's just old and not doing well.
God. Right out of nursing school, giving you the needle.
Well, they could find it the day before, but not that day.
Because he was having a bad vein day.
We're really having trouble killing people anymore. I mean, hell, one of our states, a state that we're familiar with, tried to import the illegal drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, attorneys for this guy. Since they figure that the needle sticks aren't going to work to kill him.
They start punching
now
him.
They're asking for a firing squad.
you can do that in Ohio?
Not necessarily.
Oh, then, yeah.
But they're asking for it.
Well, how about ask for just life in prison? I'd rather my lawyer go that way.
Yeah.
no, don't ask him to find a different way to kill me. Ask him not to kill me.
Right.
No, they're going to do it. They're killing him. They're going to find a way to kill this guy.
Well, they were sticking him for 25 minutes. Obviously, yeah, they're determined.
They are determined.
Yeah, I think there's a guy in Lincoln that killed a couple cab drivers in 79. It's a pretty famous story in this city. And he's finally run out of stuff. But they haven't killed anybody there in a long time. 10,
a 12. Long time, yeah.
They don't have the drugs, I don't think.
Yeah. So they tried to execute him, then... They stopped the execution and rescheduled it for June of 2019.
Makes the governor crabby.
It does. This guy's been on death row since 79.
Right.
Yeah.
Now we got to kill him. I understand he's a bad guy.
Right. To go all the way through the execution process, right up to getting stuck with the needles, and then, no, let's wait another year and a half.
Well, the emotional part of
it. Yeah, right. The mental part of that would suck.
But I bet you everything's tasting good that day for this dude.
Yeah, his attorneys say that
another
using
year and
a firing
a half?
Squad must be an option. Firing squad would not cause severe suffering, doesn't require drugs that he might be allergic to, which you don't want when you're killing somebody.
No.
Or the need to find a vein. They say that a firing squad virtually eliminates the unconstitutional lingering death and other severe physical and mental pain and suffering that the gentleman may suffer by injection.
Unless he just hit you in the shoulder.
And I recently watched The Green Mile. You always want to wet the sponge.
You got to wet the sponge, of course.
Otherwise, it burns a hole through that guy's
head. That's electric chair. Old Sparky doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, so they don't necessarily like
they
that idea.
Pro or con death penalty, they're just finding ways of, you know, it's just tougher to do nowadays. And be somewhat, I mean, you're killing a guy, so the word humane is always hilarious anyway. But,
right.
But I love how the people that are pro-death penalty, which a lot of people are, but it's got to be humane. Well, you're killing the guy.
Okay, so this guy uses a walker. He's got an external colostomy bag. He requires 4 breathing treatments a day and may have lung cancer.
Are they going to take that off during the firing squad, or is this going to explode like shooting a bag full of water? That'd be the fun part.
That's a question for Dr. Mina right there.
You get the heart, I get the hit the piss bag.
Oh, man.
Why don't you just, like, electrify his walker, and then when he grabs it, he gets electrocuted.
Okay, that's interesting.
Well, he might be able to fall off that, too. You might have to tape him onto it.
Well, make sure he's by a bed or something. Say, hey, before you touch that walker and put a bunch of padding around him, so...
What if the wrong guy direct grabs it? Oh, he killed
We'd hate for
his
him to
cellmate.
Hit his head after he gets electrocuted.
He probably did something horrible years ago.
Well, that's
right?
Why they tend to kill you.
I know.
Yeah, generally, you murdered somebody.
Yeah, there's that. I don't know what he did.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
Something bad.
You know, he shot somebody.
All right.
In a carjacking.
All right. That's a killing.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.